The Sportscast, May 12th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Twitch.tv. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. Please, it will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net. And, of course, you could look at our app on the Sportscast for iOS. So all the news, all the podcasts are on the app. The Carolina Panthers will move forward with Sam Arnold as quarterback, and NFL schedule week one has been released. And joining us, a special guest that we met on Twitter, D. White. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Thank you, man. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, D. White, you're a Carolina Panthers fan. Since when?
Birth. They actually started in 95. I was born in 91. My family tried to raise me as a Cowboys fan, but that didn't work out too well.
And are they still Cowboy fans?
I have a diehard uncle that's a Cowboy fan, and, you know, they lose, I don't hear from them.
There you go. So tell us, D, can you tell us your passion of sports? What do you watch? And of course, I know the Panthers is your favorite team, but what other sports do you watch?
Let's see, basketball, football. I'm trying to get into soccer now. You know, Charlotte does have a new soccer team, so that helps. I grew up in baseball, a Dodgers fan. And wrestling, I kind of fell out of that. But, you know, growing up, you can't not watch wrestling.
Yeah. Wrestling was also part of my childhood as well. Of course, lately has not been the best, but perhaps Logan Paul can resurrect it.
we're going to see. We're definitely going to see.
Anyways, let's start with the Carolina Panthers. You guys had a great draft, of course. Question mark was with the quarterback, but you have decided to stick with Big Sam. Tell us your overall thoughts over the NFL draft that the Panthers did.
The draft was great. Obviously, we're a little confused about the whole Justin Fields thing, but I mean, it's really not a surprise if you want to be honest. Like, We gave up, what, three draft picks to get Sam Darnold. We got that. We got everything basically we traded out to get him back, except for a second round next year. And, you know, it's a little surprising to see that people are surprised that we didn't get Justin Fields. But, I mean, after sitting on it for a little bit, it's kind of like, should have expected it. You know, we got rid of Cam Newton, who the fan base loved. We got Sam Darnold, who everybody questioned. And we don't even want to talk about the Bridgewater situation. So, I mean, it looks like they're really trying to build, you know, a whole complete team. And if we need to get a quarterback or, you know, solidify ourselves on a quarterback, we still have, you know, somebody who wasn't given a fair shot in New York, as well as, you know, next year there's a couple guys that are definitely somebody we should look into. Sam Howell, a couple other guys like that.
Yeah. You know, having Sam on board, do you think he'll be different in Carolina compared to in New York?
We're going to hope so. I don't want to say yes because, you know, there's a lot of things that he did that, you know, wasn't on him. And at the same time, there was a lot of things he did that kind of was. He did make a couple bad decisions as their quarterback that you can't really put on the coach. But at the same time, you know, it is Adam Gase. It is their O-line that aren't exactly the greatest in the world.
Exactly. And they got Zach Wilson instead. So we'll see if that project works out. First pick that the Panthers picked was cornerback J.C. Horn, 8th overall. What are your thoughts over this pick for the Panthers?
Complete surprise. Complete surprise. I don't think anybody, well, I won't say anybody, I don't think the majority of the fan base was expecting J.C. Horn, let alone a cornerback. So, you know, doing my little research on him, watching all the videos I could about him, he's a good player. I'm not going to take anything from him. He's a dominant cornerback. But it was just, you know, that initial surprise and like, do they know what they're doing? But after that last 2 years, I got all the comfort in them to know what they're doing.
Was this the position that you thought the Panthers needed, or it's not a position that you think it was as necessary?
No, we definitely needed it. Cornerback, we still need a safety, offensive line, defensive line, middle linebacker. Like, we pretty much check all the boxes that we needed to this year. Dante Jackson, exactly. He wasn't exactly the number one cornerback we needed. I mean, he's still a great player. He's still growing into himself, but – you know, like choosing a definite number one cornerback who people are liking, and even Ramsey from, I believe, the Rams is really excited about him. So clearly, if, you know, they play that position professionally, they like our pick. They might know a little bit more than us.
Exactly. Front office, you just never know, but they're smarter. Of course, history can only tell. Second pick that the Panthers shows drafted was wide receiver Terrace Marshall Jr. from LSU. D, what are your thoughts over this pick?
I loved it. Clearly, we don't really have that big body receiver. I mean, we got Dan Arnold, who we signed as a tight end. And a lot of people are sleeping, but they're forgetting about Omar Bayless, who's going to come out this year as well. But a big body receiver who's been in Joe Brady's offense already. I mean, I like it. It's great. You got DJ, we got Robbie, who's a burner. DJ in the short intermediary, and now we got this guy who can do pretty much anything. I'm happy about it.
D. White is very confident with this pick. The third pick of the Panthers of that night was Brady Christensen from BYU. What are your thoughts over this tackle?
He seems like a really good guy, like a really good person, somebody you'd love to go to lunch with and battle with and get to know. I'm a little curious about how he'll fit at this current moment. But, you know, like, again, they obviously know more than I do. But he's definitely a good choice. Like, I'm excited about him.
Then you got a tight end, Tommy Tremble from Notre Dame, third round, 83rd pick overall. Tell us the situation with the TEs in Charlotte. Tight ends.
The situation with tight end?
Yes. Obviously, that's like the Tommy, but would you say that this position was needed?
Yes. I mean, obviously, we got Dan Arnold. He's a up-and-comer. But Ian Thomas just really wasn't doing it for us. I don't think he was really given a fair shot in Carolina because I guess our offense didn't feature, you know, him as the tight end that he could have been. But, I mean, also Tommy Tremble is a beast when it comes to blocking. Like, I looked at his tape. This guy is a mauler. And being that he could fit in as a tight end or H-back or a fullback, this dude is going to be just everything that we needed him to be, everything that we needed Ian Thomas to be, everything we needed Alex Armour to be. It's going to be great for us.
Also, in the offense, you guys got a running back. with Chuba Hubbard from Oklahoma State. I heard a lot of good things about him. What are your thoughts?
Chuba Hubbard, in college, he was awesome. Like, I was expecting him to come out last year and go, like, maybe top two rounds. But I guess him and his coach had a situation. He had injuries, and it kind of knocked him back. So I think with him getting healthier and, you know, maturing and all that stuff, we're pretty much getting a top running back for, fourth round, somebody that can dominate the game with or without Christian McCaffrey.
Hey, not bad. And, of course, we'll land down the list. DT, Dyven Nixon from Iowa, cornerback Keith Taylor, another cornerback. Guard Deontay Brown from Alabama. What'd you think about that pick?
I love Deontay Brown because he's big. Like, he's huge. Like, there are not a lot of big that can take him. Like, we needed that size up front. I don't think we've had that size.
Plus side. Then another wide receiver. Yeah, sorry, go ahead. I think I lost you a bit.
Oh, I was saying, for us to get him that far down as well as David Moore, it's kind of a steal.
I know. There is a quote by former Bills GM says that rounds in 1-2 are cute, but rounds in 3 and on is where you get players to win championships.
Yes, we've been pretty fortunate to get some pretty good guys in round 1 as Panthers, like DJ Moore, Brian Burns, Derrick Brown. List is great. But we haven't been too good when it comes to depth positions. I don't know if that's old GMs or what, but when it comes to depth, we kind of have been lacking really badly. So to actually see that we got some pretty good value for our picks for once, it's kind of refreshing. And for it to be Scott Fitterer's first season or first year doing this, it's a really, really good impression.
Yeah, something to definitely look at. And, okay, so then you got on the sixth round, Thomas Fletcher from Alabama. Another Alabama player. You got two Alabama players.
Yeah, and I'm still confused about his selection.
Why is that?
I'm not saying he's a bad player or anything like that, but, I mean, I don't think any of us saw Carolina Panthers selecting a long snapper at all in this draft. Like, he's like I said, he may be a good player. I haven't really done a lot of research on him. But, I mean, with so many other positions that we could have gotten, a long snapper wasn't exactly high on our list. Since we've already had one for the last few years.
And then finally, defensive tackle Phil Hoskins, last pick of the draft. Anything on that, D?
Phil Hoskins, I guess that would be a depth pick. I didn't really watch a lot of Kentucky this year, to be honest. I don't know too much about him.
Who has?
I don't want to do my research on him. Right. I don't want to do my research on him to, you know, give him that fair shot. But, I mean, we're loaded on defensive tackle. So, I mean, I guess we'll just chalk that as, you know, more competition.
Yeah, something that I definitely look at. But overall, D. White, what has been your impression over Matt Rhule? Now it's been almost a year in the organization. Do you think the Panthers are on a good path?
I think we're on a better path than we've been since 2015. That's the year we went to the Super Bowl because, you know, we had good players, we had great coaching. But I think this is better because now, along with having good players, we have great coaching and a great front office. Like, our front office has been borderline elite this year.
Which is saying a lot.
What's that?
Which is saying a whole lot.
Yes, it says a lot because, like I said, in the last few years, we've kind of been on a huge decline. Players leaving, players retired, us getting rid of players, just everything. It wasn't looking too good for us.
Definitely on the rebuild. Matt Rhule, what does he bring to the table that Rivera did not?
Now, that's tough to say because Rivera, he's a great coach. But it looks like Matt Rhule is a great builder as well as a coach. Like, they're great. They're both great people, apparently. They both have players that want to follow them and play for them and everything. But Matt Rhule, it's like he's just building something completely different than what we've had before.
I've heard good things about Matt Rhule, especially with quarterbacks.
Right, and I'm saying there must be a reason he has players from college and other professional teams that want to leave their teams and come and play with him. So it has to be something good about him.
There is a comment from our YouTube. I'm not sure how much is this true, but he says that Rusty Harden expects a criminal indictment over Deshaun Watson and the Halloween weeks. So what do you think about the whole situation with Watson?
I think it's really iffy. Like, I don't want to take away from what happened or what may have happened or may or didn't happen. It's a serious accusation. It's just really, really freaking odd that all of this will come out at the same time that he says he wants to leave. Like I said, I'm not saying it didn't happen. But it seems like something more is going on that we don't know about.
I agree with you, D. Like, the timing, it's just so odd. It's like, why now? You know, especially when he was asking for a trade or he was saying that he was not going to play next season, no matter what happens, no matter who's the coach.
Yes, and now it's like he may not play next season regardless, whether he did it or didn't do it. He's kind of at a point where, like, just have your name associated as being a person like that, you're kind of screwed regardless.
Yeah, it's not a good situation for Deshaun. Very talented player. Very talented on the field and also on, it's just great. You know, great thrower. Obviously, when they traded Hopkins away, I think that was not a happy moment for him. So he has had issues. And, of course, Will Fuller is going to the Dolphins. So not many weapons there either.
The Texans have just been blowing everything up since they traded Hopkins away, got rid of J.J. Watt, and they just been fumbling the bag.
A situation that is quite friction. NFC, your conference with the Panthers obviously is with the Buccaneers, Saints, and the Falcons. As of right now, where do you see Carolina finishing off at the end of next season?
Honestly, I could see us finishing maybe second or third in the division.
That was what I was thinking. Yeah.
Obviously, it's the Buccaneers. You know, everybody's trying to play with Tom Brady. Everybody's trying to get that last championship with him. But I don't think he's gonna be able to do it this year. Also, I don't think the Falcons or the Saints are going to be as prolific as they were in the last few years. I know the Saints lost Drew Brees, so, you know, that's you're gonna be playing Jameis, who's a great, a decent quarterback, but he isn't Drew Brees. And the Falcons, they've been going downhill for the last 2 or 3 years, and now they're talking about trading Julio, who's their best player. I mean, granted, they still have Calvin Ridley, but.
Yeah, that's quite a situation in Atlanta. A lot of talent, of course, without Julio Jones, is definitely going to be a big hole to fill, one of the best receivers in the league. Some say he's probably the best receiver right now. Obviously, it's debatable. And like the Falcons did not choose a quarterback, so they're sticking with Matt Ryan.
Yeah, they're sticking with Matt Ryan and giving him Kyle Pitts.
Which is a great player.
I mean, yeah, Kyle Pitts is going to be a Hall of Famer for sure.
Do you think you think Kyle Pitts is enough to replace Julio Jones?
Yes and no, because Kyle Pitts he's still going to be a rookie. So, I mean, Julio Jones is definite, you know, their best player. He doesn't need to grow. He doesn't need to be a great anything. He's who he is.
He is, yeah. We'll see. Which team would you like to see Julio Jones play for?
Panthers, but if anything, I would say like Green Bay.
Yeah, that's something. Go ahead.
Could you give me 1 second?
Yes, go ahead. I'm going to read out the NFL schedule while D is doing his thing. NFL Week 1 schedule released this morning. I thought the whole schedule would be released tonight, but no, Week 1 was released this morning. The first game, the opener, will be Cowboys at Tampa Bay. Dak Prescott versus Tom Brady should be an interesting matchup. You know, Dak is back from injury. And then on Sunday, early Sunday, the games are the Jaguars at the Texans, Steelers at the Bills. That's a good matchup right there. Jets at the Panthers, and then the Cardinals at the Titans, then the Chargers at Washington, Minnesota at Bengals, 49ers at the Lions, which could be an interesting matchup there. Philadelphia at the Falcons. That's going to be a good game, I think. And Seattle at the Colts. Then later in the day on Sunday, Broncos at the Giants. We'll see who's the quarterback then. Green Bay Packers at the Saints. We'll see if Aaron Rodgers comes back. And then Browns at the Chiefs, where you see Baker Mayfield go against Mahomes and his Chiefs. And then, of course, my Miami Dolphins at New England. We could see a Tua versus Mac Jones. I doubt it. It'd probably be Tua versus Mac, Tua versus Cam. But we'll see what happens till later on this year. And then on Sunday Night Football, Chicago visits the LA Rams at SoFi Stadium. I think there'll be fans at that beautiful stadium that costs a lot of money. And then on Monday Night Football, Ravens at the Raiders. So it's going to be a complete Week 1. Pretty excited from Thursday to Sunday night, through Monday night. And, you know, we'll be here covering at the Sportscast. D, you're still there?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Yeah, so I read out the schedule. What are your thoughts over the Cowboys at the Bucks, the first game?
Cowboys at Bucks. Cowboys taking that L.
I think so, too. I think Dak's first game back from his injury, right?
Yep. That's even if they allow him to play. I personally wouldn't want to rush him back and just let him get his groove back. But at the same time, I think their head coach isn't
Mike McCarthy.
I'll keep that to myself, how their head coach does.
Yeah, I think it might be a do-or-die season for him, but knowing Jerry Jones, it might not.
So. Yeah, it has to be a reason why Aaron Rodgers didn't want to play with him anymore.
True. Carolina opens with the Jets at Charlotte. What do you think about that matchup?
We are taking that win.
We're expecting Zach Wilson to play, right?
Yeah, I always respect everybody else's play, but you know their head coach is in his first year. They have a bunch of rookies. They're depending on a rookie first game to win. We have a completely rebuilt defense. Sam Darnold isn't going in his fourth year. And
the Darnold.
We have DJ Moore, Christian McCaffrey coming back, Chuba Howard backing him up, Robbie Anderson, as you said, Terrace Marshall. We have completely tried to rebuild our whole team not just at quarterback, but our whole team. And to give a whole, not necessarily complete team, but a rebuilt team, an upgraded team, and go against a rookie quarterback, it might be asking too much of the Jets.
Exactly. Now, how many wins do you think Carolina will get next season?
Oh, that's a good question. last year, we could have won so many more games. We lost. I think we were tops in the league of losing one possession games or games that we could win within a certain amount or whatever. And we blew it. This year, we have upgraded everything. I think we could win between 6 to 10. And that's being generous.
I was going to say, like, up to 11, but that might be too generous on my end.
I'll take that. I'll take it.
And keep in mind, there is 17 games next season. So.
Right.
It's going to be wild.
So, yeah, it is. It's definitely going to be wild.
And brutal. And other games that I like to highlight here, it's kind of like, you know, up in the air, but let's see. Seattle at the Colts. Wentz versus Russell Wilson. That should be a good one.
Seattle versus the Colts. Oh, man. How's Seattle's defense this year? Because, I mean, I know they've been getting some pretty good players, but the players that I saw them getting, they've been kind of on the, you know, they've been great for a lot, but they're on, like, the home stretch of, you know, they've already peaked and they're looking to retire in the next few years. So, I mean, that's been an interesting game. I don't know how to call that one.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough one. Here's another one that I've been hearing rumors about, possibly when Miami plays New England, Tua versus Mac. Do you think Mac Jones will start week one?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think Mac Jones is going to start, but I think by the end of the year, it'll be his team, which sucks because, you know, Cam Newton fan and all. I think Cam Newton's on, like, the twilight of his career, not based on what he can do for the team, but just based off the fact that, you know, he's been in the league for a while. He's been hurt. He's just not, you know, the super Cam that everybody knows and remember him as.
How many games will he start this season, do you think, with the Patriots?
Cam?
Yeah.
I'll see him starting if they can continue to win. If they win, Cam will start. If they start losing, I think you'll transition into Mac Jones, which will end up with Mac Jones starting maybe 6-7 games.
Yeah, I think it's a real possibility. We'll see if Cam doesn't screw this one up this season, but who knows? Maybe he has that chip on his shoulder that wants to prove Bill Belichick that he can do it.
Yeah. He's not going to be given anything. He's going to have to earn it. And yeah. Cam is a professional. Cam knows what he's doing,
which could be very dangerous. Like if Cam goes to his A level, that could be a dangerous Patriots team.
It will be. If Cam is on this A level, I don't think it's too many quarterbacks that can beat him. But well, like I said, taking into account all his injuries,
yeah,
and, you know, him being an older quarterback,
it's definitely no Auburn Cam Newton.
No, by stretch.
Well, anyways, I hope for the best of Cam Newton, one of my favorite players when I saw him at Auburn. I mean, just a stellar player. He took that team by his shoulders, you know, and like the impressiveness of his athleticism is just, I definitely will honor that. And we'll see where his future lies, but we'll see what Bill Belichick does with Cam. I think Cam is going to do a lot bigger things than people think. Expectations are pretty high for me, but yeah, we'll see what happens. And of course, they got some receivers. So. Woo, man. And then, of course, we got Sunday Night Football, Chicago at the Rams. And then the Ravens at Vegas with the Raiders on Monday Night Football. That's a quite interesting matchup.
I think it's interesting based off the fact that, you know, Las Vegas is like the party city. And the the Ravens are just like the new up and coming team with Lamar Jackson, and it's like you're gonna have to beat them with all their flair and everybody just. I'm not gonna say they have bandwagon fans, but all their extra fans.
I agree. There is extra fans. I would put it that way as well, but there is a lot. People that never have been to Baltimore or has ever, you know, visited, and they become Ravens fans because they like their history, I guess.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I agree. Well, anyways, anything else before we head into our poll question of the day?
No, man, I'm just happy to be here. Like, this is great. This is an awesome experience.
Yeah, man, thanks for coming. Thanks for your interest, and we'll for sure have you on in the future. What is your favorite short form of writing? The options are poems, lyrics, short essays, or jokes.
I would say poems, because even if you're writing lyrics, you're just writing an extended poem. And I started in poetry, so I'll go with that.
Yeah, there you go. And short essay is winning by 100%. No one else voted for the other options.
What?
I know, it's weird. By the way, with the Ravens, they did get the wide receiver from Minnesota, Bateman, correct. So it should help out Lamar Jackson a bit, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Lamar doesn't need too much help. You know, he is Lamar Jackson. He's going to beat you with his legs more often than his arms.
But you think he needs to do more, like, throwing next season? Because I know that a lot of teams are starting to figure him out already.
I think he got to the league by being a mobile quarterback, and that's what's going to keep him in it. I think he definitely needs to expand his throwing a little bit more. But then again, you know, he did win Rookie of the Year. He did take his team to the Super Bowl the last 2 years. So clearly something's running. Something's helping him. He just maybe need that extra push.
And finally, Dwight, I mean, obviously tonight the schedule will be released. How do you think the Carolina Panthers schedule will look like? Would it be a easy schedule, hard schedule, or somewhere in between?
Well, right now we're scheduled to have the 26th easiest schedule in the NFL.
Wow.
So couple that with, improved play all around the board. I think we're going to have a pretty successful season. And, you know, I wouldn't say, you know, playoffs are out of reach, but I think we're going to surprise a lot of teams this year.
I think the Panthers will do better this season than last season.
Yes.
You can only hope.
Yes. With the way our defense is improving, I think we're gonna definitely surprise a lot of people.
Well, there you have it. Dwight, what is the best way for people to reach you online to talk to you about the Carolina Panthers?
Man, I'm always online on Twitter if I'm not at work. You can hit me up. It's at South Mills 252.
South Mills 252, yep.
My Instagram is about the same, I believe. Feel free to hit me up anytime. I'm always down to South Carolina Panthers or NFL.
And Charlotte got a new sports team, a soccer team. So you got soccer, basketball, and football now.
Yes. And, you know, once we get that baseball team, we'll be complete. But I'm not holding my breath for that.
Yeah, baseball's tough. You know, it's interesting because, I mean, because I've noticed a lot of MLS expansions teams growing. And the older leagues, you don't see much of that. It's once every 10 years, it feels like.
Yeah, but I think in the last few years we've gotten maybe two or three more. Like, don't quote me because I'm not, you know, the greatest soccer fan in the world or anything.
Right.
But we were able to get us a nice soccer team. Our owner, our Panther owner, actually owns this team as well. So this is going to be really, really interesting to see.
And same colors.
Yes, so. Same colors, which isn't a surprise.
Yeah, you got to keep it light blue and black, so I don't mind that. Anyways, you can reach us at the Sportscast1 on Twitter or at thesportscast.net. We keep our colors yellow and black, just like the Steelers. We're not Steelers fans or anything, but we have a lot of Steeler followers. And, of course, follow us tonight. Victor Orocho and his team are going to cover the NFL schedule release. Then we'll see which one is the hardest, which one's the easiest. Does it mean anything with the schedule? I think there is some weight to it, obviously, because, you know, hey, if you have, you know, like four hard games, that could affect your playoff implications. But, hey, sometimes you can't choose your schedule. You got to play what the cards are handed to you. Right, D?
Yes, sir.
So we'll see what happens tonight. I'm looking forward to it. NFL, like me and D were talking about yesterday, it feels like NFL news hasn't died down. It feels like every week, it's like the regular season, it feels like.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, this year is the year of change. Like, everybody's trying to do something new or change something up. Like, I'm expecting to see something off the wall, like Seattle's coming with another NBA team next or something crazy like that. Like, something's going to happen.
And where do you have Aaron Rodgers? Will he be a Packer by the start of the season or not?
Yes, I think they'll be crazy to let him go. He's once in a generation. You don't let Aaron Rodgers go. Get him whatever he needs and just, you know, hope for the best. But if he goes somewhere, like, it's going to be like another Tom Brady situation. If he goes somewhere and wins another championship, like, somebody might lose their job.
Yeah. I personally see a possibility of him sitting out, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. In Green Bay.
Interested.
Might be a bluff. He could just want more money.
He might just need some more money.
That's what it comes down to. Money. Or maybe just an awesome receiver like Julio Jones.
That would do it. Very interesting.
Okay. Anyways, D. White, I got to go pay some bills. Great to see you. Enjoy tonight, and I'll see you in the future.
Yes, sir. I'll be here.